Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, February 9th, 2022. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
We would like to inform our listeners that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about coronavirus cases that appear to be on the decline in most parts of the world, but appears to be far from over.
We are also going to look at the victimization of foreigners in South Africa following the launch of Operation Dudula, meant to drive out foreigners from the neighboring country amid incidents of locals attacking truck drivers and destroying their permits. The locals are accusing foreigners of taking their jobs.
In Zimbabwe, COVID-19 cases are also going down, leading to the opening of schools this week. The Minister of Health reported yesterday that one person died of COVID-19, while 137 new cases were recorded countrywide. Zimbabwe has so far recorded 230,740 confirmed cases, 221,983 recoveries, and 5,367 deaths. To date, a total of 4,296,514 people have had their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and 3,326,819 have so far had their second dose. 71,095 people have so far received their third dose.
Wongo wadio watereri ni watariri. Ini dini jonga kandemiri, ndi nemi mune chino churongwa, chatnotarisa lukusangane wana we Zimbabwe, variku nzekwe nyika, nemi varimu nyika, nasi uri msue chitatu, tichitarisa musi wechitatu 9 kukadzi 2022. Urukuru edu tirikutarisa denda re COVID-19 ratinotanga kukupai update mazuva ose nezvinenge zvichiitika munyika. Tinonzwa kuti nezuro munhu mumwe chete akafa ne COVID-19. Kwakaitawo vamwe vane chitsama vakawanikwa vaine denda iri vanosvika 137 kana kuti 133 nevanomwe vakawanikwa vaine denda iroro. Kushaya kwemunhu mumwe chete kwakaita kuti uwandu hwevanhu vafa neCOVID-19 hunge huchisvika pazviuru zvishanu nemazana matatu nemakumi matanhatu nevanomwe 5,367 ndo vanhu vafa nedenda iri kubva paratanga munyika. Uwandu hwevanhu vabatwa neCOVID kubva zvayatanga munyika hwakasvika pazviuru mazana maviri nemakumi matatu nemazana manomwe ane makumi mana kana kuti 230,740 confirmed cases. Vabaiwa nhomba yekutanga vakasvika mamamiriyoni mana ane zviuru mazana maviri nemakumi mapfumbamwe nezvitanhatu nemazana mashanu negumi newana 4,296,514 ndo vabaiwa nhomba yekutanga. Tisakangona kuti kurudzire hurumende ndeyekuti kubayiwe vanhu vanokwana kuita 10 million kana kuti mamiriyoni 10. Saka vanhu vabayiwa nhomba yepiri kuti tinge tichitarisa kusvika pa 10 million ipapo, vasvika pamamiriyoni matatu ane zviuru mazana matatu nemakumi maviri nezvitanhatu nemazana masere negumi nevapfumbamwe 3,326,819. Vabayiwa nhomba yetatu inonzi booster shot ndo vasvika pa 71,095 kana kuti zviuru makumi manomwe nechimwe nemazana nemakumi mapfumbamwe nevashanu 71,095 ndo vanhu vabayiwa nhomba yechitatu. Imwe nyaya tiri kutarisa kushungurudzwa kunonzi kuri kuitwa zvizvarwa zviri kunze kwenyika zviri muSouth Africa kusanganisira vana veZimbabwe vari kunze vari kushungurudzwa pasi pechirongwa chakaparurwa nezvizvarwa zveSouth Africa chinonzi Operation Dudula chavari kuti chakanangana nekuburitsa vasiri vemunyika iyi muSouth Africa imomo. Tinoona kuti vana veZimbabwe vakawanda vanoshanda zvikuru maboka nekutyairwa kwedzimotokari hombe kana matraka aya anonzi magonyeti, pamwe chete nevanoshanda munzvimbo dzinotengeserwa zvekudya marestoranti nemahotera ndevamwe vanhu vari kunangwa kana kutagetwa nechirongwa ichochi zvakanyanya. Takaona mazuva apera mutungamiri werimwe bato rinopikisa muSouth Africa reEFF Julius Malema vachipinda mumarestoranti kana munzvimbo dzekudyira nechikwata chavo vachiyambira vanhu vekunze pamwe nevashandirwi kuti vanoda uwandu wakadii wevanhu vanofanira vachishanda vekunze zvichienzaniswa neuwandu wakadii wevana veSouth Africa vanenge vachishanda. Ndo nyaya imwe yatinenge tichitarisa nhasi muchirongwa Gibbs.
Ye kunjalo sivile kukhulunywa ngojonga namhlanje ke sine ndaba ezithize esikhuluma ngazo. Wokuqala sivile sikhuluma ngeCOVID-19. Kukhanya ke umkhuhlane lo uyehla emazweni atshiyeneyo. Xa sikhangela njalo loko leZimbabwe kunjalo ngoba izikolo zigcina zivulwa izolo. Zivulwa ke ngesikhathi sikukanyazana iCOVID ayisatshayi kangako. So ke uhlangothi lwezempilakahle lubeka ukuthi kulomuntu oyedwa obulwe iCOVID-19 izolo kodwa bayi-137 bahloliwe batholakala bele COVID-19. Kuyabeka njalo ukuthi kususela ngesikhathi umkhuhlane lokuqhamuka kweleZimbabwe sokunabantu 5,367 asababulawa iCOVID-19. Lokhu ke kuphakathi kwabantu kwenani labantu abafika 230,740 asababanjwa iCOVID-19. Siyakwazi njalo ukuthi abasebaphepha kumkhuhlane lo bafika 221,983. Ngosuku sethu sobejove ijekiseni yakuqala bayi 4,296,514 labasebehlatshwe yesibili 3,326,819 kukhanya kunjalo sibili. Singathi izolo ke abaphephe kumkhuhlane lo uhlangothi lolu luthi bayi 209. Okunye njalo esikhuluma ngakho namhlanje sikhanya khonokho ke ukuhlanyezwa kwabantu bokuza kwele South Africa yilabo ke abakwenza ukuthiwa i-Operation Dudula. Operation Dudula leyi kwani into ehluphayo kakhulu. Bangena emkhambo befike beyothi sicela ubontweni ungangaphi xa ngowezimbabwe kumbe ngowemalawi kumbe ngowemozambique kumbe ngaphi ngaphi Nigeria bathi phuma uhambe ikakhulu nxa ungela amaphepha ngokusebenza kulelo lizwe. Kodwa ke siyabona ukuthi kulabanye abakusolayo kakhulu kulokho okwenzakalayo ngoba nxa abantu bekhulumbula kuhle sibili ibandla le-ANC lebandla lezaphu balwa ndawonye ngesikhathi sempi yenkululeko. Siyakhumbula ukuthi kwakule zipra kube sisiwa lemkhonto wesizwe kuyiba baqala impi okuthiwa ke i-Operation wangenelana iluthuli detachment kwakungamaibutho lezipra lebutho lemkhonto wesizwe. So abantu bathi lingakukhohlwa khonokho ukuthi imkhonto lezipra zalwa ndawonye. Ngakho ke i-South Africa kumele ibonge ukuthi iZimbabwe yanceda kakhulu kukhonokho ke ukukhulula abantu. So ke khonokho ukuthi kugijinyiswe abantu bekweleZimbabwe imkhanyazane kuyabakhathaza ukuthi kambe kuya ngaphi. Siyabona ukuthi nxa bengena emkambo kunaphana abantu bayapanika abanye babaleka egcwala indawo yonke balahla impahla yabo jonga kukhanya kulobuzima sibili obunye obumangalisayo. So ke lalaba abatshayela izimota labo bayakhala sibili bathi umuntu athi lokhu etshayela imota uzokuthiwa mana la phuma sikubone. Omunye bemkhathi sibili bamjango oswazi okunye okumangalisayo umuntu omdala ezibuhlungu umuntu omdala ulabantwana ulemuli ulezihlobo ulabangani. So kukhanya kulobuhlungu ejoka.
Hongu vadiwa vateereri manzwa shoko riri kutaurwa nemumwe wangu Gibbs Dube vandiinaye muchirongwa. Gibbs, iye zvino tave nemumwe vadare vedu vari vesangano revatyairi vemarori mahombe kana matraka inonzi United Truck Drivers Association vacolin Chosa. Makadii vachosa? Muri kundinzwa zvakanaka? Aiwa,
ndirikunzwa yangu zvakanaka.
Tinotenda vachosa. Totanga hangu nekufunga nekukanda mubvunzo uri muchirungu kuti tese tinge tichibatsirika mukunzwa zviri kuitika. Last week we understand your members were on a stay away. May you update us on the current situation?
Oh yes, it's true. Yes, yeah. Last week we had a stay away, which started on the 17th of January to the 4th of February. Officially, people started talking about it from the 31st of January to the 4th of February. The stay away went well. We had a lot of achievements so far from the period of the stay away. We have noticed that the media and also officials in the higher authorities started talking about the issues or the grievances that were put across by the United Truck Drivers Association.
So what are the grievances?
The grievances that civilians are harassing foreign drivers, asking for papers, and driver's license. They take away those papers, they tear them away. So after that, they go on talking, saying that they are illegal. And yet they are the ones who took those papers. So those were some of the grievances. And the issues were taken to the police. Some are still with the police. And some of our grievances were that the law was not being exercised fully on the perpetrators. But as a result of this tear away, we have noticed some changes on the authorities, especially on the police, that there were some arrests being made. Recently, they tried to demonstrate here in Cape Town, but they were quickly arrested for such behavior. And we also have an unconfirmed case. It's just one case today of a truck driver who was complaining that his truck was bent, but it's not yet confirmed. But those are some of the things that we are facing. And yes, we have seen a lot of progress in terms of changes in regards to our stay away, meaning that the message which was sent to the authorities, it was received. And we are starting to see some action now on the ground. So we are very happy about that.
And what are your employers saying about this?
Of course, they complain. It's the usual thing. They complain, but, well, what can they do? This is being perpetrated by people who are, you know, saying we are protesting. Our voices were not heard. So it's just an ongoing thing. We are living with it.
And I suspect that you are fearing for your lives, right?
Yes, every day it's fear. Every time you climb onto that truck, then your life expectancy is reduced, you know. We just live with fear, and also the trauma caused by the actions. Imagine you are a father, you are driving your truck, then someone just comes and say, jump up and clips you. Imagine that experience alone. Even after that, you won't be the same. So most of our members, we are living with that fear, and of which is one of the major grievances that we sent to the government to say, please bring a stop to such activities.
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Chosa. I'm trying to bring in Professor Ricky Mukonza, but I'm not sure whether he is available because I'm seeing him in staging here. I don't think he's readily available. Let's see. Imi vachosa ndokunga nerurimi rwa munokuluma futi ka
aiwa anditauri
anikuluma ndava ndabambi tichaedza kuvabata parunhare kuti vange vachikuluma asi timbonzwa nerurimi rwa mai rweshona kuti zvii zviri kuitika kwamuri tinonzwa kuti mamusiri kuenda kumabasa kwesvondo rose svondo rapera
Svondo rese tanga takazorora takaita inonziyo tools down tanga takambogadzika zvokushandisa pasi tichiratidzira kuhurumende nemarelevant authorities ekuno kusouth africa kuti anga achitarisa matambudziko ari kusanganikwa nesuma driver mumugwagwa matambudziko akafanana nekuti vanhuwo zvavo vanongouya vachingoti tipei mapepa tipei ma-driver's license vachibvunza mibvunzo yakawanda wanda votora mapepa aya then vobvarura then automatically you become watove an illegal immigrant ndo madambudziko atandiri kusangana nawo saka sesangano netakakurudzira mamembers edu kuti sekuratidzira ngatimboisai matools down chirongwa ichi chakaenderera zvacho mberi zvakanaka hapana kuitika dambudziko rekuti kuti zvinhu zvakapwanywa kana kuti violence yakaitika hapana tairatidzira zvedu tiri kudzimba.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, I now have Mr. Bernard Ndavambi. Well, sorry, I've mentioned his name. I didn't check with him whether he's comfortable with that. But he's a member of the United Truck Drivers Association. Mr. Ndavambi, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Mr. Ndavambi.
Yes, muri kunzvikira kure, angazi kuti Gibbs yakuzwai.
All right. Maybe I need to speak louder.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, is it better now?
Gibbs, can you hear him?
Yes, but you can up it.
Okay, if you can shout, it's just for some few minutes. Go ahead, Mr. Ndavambi. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. It's fun.
Okay. So, Gibbs.
And thank you for having me also.
Yeah, I would just tell you, Tongu, Muhammad Jan, when I... how is it going?
Loba mshayile bathatha amapepa wakhe wawadabula vele amapisi abanye wahamba nawo sasa vele bayenze i-roadblock futhi baphinde bathi i-people are not documented asali kuthi bangaba bakhona mara bayadabula amapepa
isingathi ke lina kholapho uhulumeni uthini sike nakhulumisana la yini makhona kwa
ukukhulumisana nabo
yeah lo hulumeni
i-government siyibhalele angithi sayibhalela since u-October last year besingasheshi ukuthola impendulo mara sakuchubeka vele sayenza i-action yethu vele ukuthi senze i-stairway e-soft sikhomba vele ukuthi heyi asikho safe la sabona vele i-social media vele yasilanda sakhuluma i-government sithumela ama-email aphendulwa vele leso sikhathi sicabanga ukuthi vele i-stairway le ibe yi-effective too much government and the booster la kupula platform yase social media. Ngoba social media vele ne power yenza ukuthi noma i-government vele ingafuni vele kusheka vele hayi bazwenza i-action. Noma ungasiphenduli siyabona vele ukuthi sebopha abantu babo. Ngoba 2 days ago babe bakhona babhale i-strike yabo e-Cape Town baphinde bayiyenza bavala imigwaco. Mara mabavala kwashesha vele baboshwa bayi-15. So siyabona vele it's for the first time kubona lokho vele ukuthi abantu bayenza protest endleleni bavala imigwaqo bakhuluma indaba zama driver babotshwa. These are my first time since 2011 yiza la.
Singathi ke alethuki yini lina kumbe ngithi kulethusa kanganani khonokho okwenzakala njalo le ndlela yokuzivikela yini?
Anytime bhuti wami impilo ingachitheka vele anytime. Ubani nomubani uma mina ngikhuluma kanje endleleni anything is possible mara that's why sazama ukuthi sibe ne association sibe legal sikwazi kuba ne kuba i voice for the voiceless manje sokungathi kuyasebenza noma bona be ATDF kuna association ethi ATDF from KZN iyo kahle kahle ine violence lay mara angeke sikwazi ukuthi yonke iaction yenzakala vele na konke vele kushaya abantu nokwathathela amapepa vele nokwancindisela yibo mara imoda zoparandi indlela yenziwa nayo nalawa vele abantu bayenza la ngala ngala yiyo vele imoda zoparandi indlela bebasebenza nayo be-ATDF so azikwazi ukuwakhipha kunalezi zindawo vele
ye kunjalo ke jonga siyamuzwa sithi uthini so basically he's saying that they've written to the government and they are willing to go all over the show like on social media you know to highlight their plight and he says no, they're fearing for their lives. Mm-hmm. Like what Mr. Chosa was saying, you know, that the situation is really bad on the ground. And he says they will try by all means to highlight their plight whenever it is necessary.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. And this is Kutiva Ndabambi. Mune nguva here kuti munogona kumboramba muri pachirongwa chedu.
Andogona kumboti mire sho.
Thank you. Siyabonga kakhulu. Keep on holding. Let me try to see if Professor Mkonza can come in, Gibbs. Hello, Professor
Mkonza. Yeah, I think he's got a challenge there. Maybe.
Yes.
Because remember, remember, Mr. Dube, we have the organization every push out to bring our land back every day, and every night, in Kurume, every condition of our show. Bring back our land. So, kufanele sizibuze ukucaleni ukuthi yaphelela laphi yena leyo nkulumo. Uzonanzelela ukuthi ududula lo kulabantu abamfandayo ngokuthi abamsponsayo ukuthi abantu bekhohlwe igama lelithi bring back our land. Labo bantu manje sibe focus kwesinye isizwe esimnyama. Yikho engingakutsho ukuthi labana abantu okwakubhekise kibo mhlawumbe namhlanje ngabe sokuyiba sebesponsa laba bantu. Nanzelela ududula okhona manje. Full structure, unama inform, uhamba all over. Uthi siyakhanyela le ndoda elida ududula namhlanje uzathola ukuthi izithombe zayo ezinye inabelungu nama ministers okhomba ukuthi bayabamba emihlangano. Push into le. Remember ukuthi alama pressure manje. Ukuthi khona abantu bafuna imisebenzi. So bakhona like amanye futhi athintekayo intoni le afana labo DA layo futhi ANC ngoba ile challenge yokuthi ifuna ama supporters. So undoda lo uyamthola eKrukwani, umthola all over, uhamba ngani imali uyithatha ngani? Remember ama organization e South Africa afana labo Dudula lawo. Manje lesileyi iphelele ikhulu ayimoshi lutho idudula abantu okhomba khona ukuthi ibale paperwork laba bantu bafanda ngabelungu fanele sikudingisise kahle kanti bafanda ngobani. So abelungu thina sifokasa ngokuthi siyadudulana thina sodwa abamnyama bona siyakhohlwa ngendaba lena ukuthi bring back our land.
Yes, Jonga, what he's saying is that indications are that there are some political parties that are actually feigning this kind of harassment of foreigners.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, Operation Dudula on its own cannot stand, on its 2 feet. So what's happening is that there are certain whites that are pushing a certain agenda. He says, remember the demand by some black South Africans for land, So he says some people got upset about...
Okay. Maybe... We can hear from...
Yes, okay, so ahead. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
So they're saying they want people to, focus on these trivial issues instead of the land question in South Africa. So he is really not happy about what is going on in South Africa. So he says, please, black, against black now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's hear from Mr. Chosa. Mr. Chosa, your take on what... the other gentleman just said.
Yeah, that one it's a big issue. I'm not very sure if I can say or agree with him on that aspect. But it looks like that there are some elements, but without evidence to say there are elements that are feigning that. I don't think I can agree on that one. The situation, yes, people are they are fighting for their territories. And to me, I think they are fighting the wrong people, because we are all of the same mother. We are all of the same color. Why should we fight one another for territory when we know the people who don't belong to this continent? They are there and they are actually free. Nobody harassed them. But if you look at me, your fellow brother, then you say to Dula, and you know it doesn't make sense. But anyway, it's a topic for other institutions to deal with that. Institutions like Pan-African institutions, those can tackle those issues very well.
Mm-hmm. But you said this is a brother versus brother issue. The fact that the other brother is accusing you of stealing his job, and those other people, foreigners from other countries, say white, they see them as people who are bringing employment to them, not stealing their jobs from them.
Yes, like I said, that it might be a wrong institution to talk about that, because this issue goes deeper. It goes deeper than that. It comes to the way we are educated. We are educated to believe that other races can bring something good for us. Whereas if we are to go deeper, you would find that we as fellow brothers, we are the actual people who can help each other, other than someone from other lands. Because those people are doing it for their survival. They can just do anything to protect their territories. And we are just being victims.
And they exploit natural resources too.
You see, so we are just being victims of a system that is being perpetuated through, you know, colonial systems which were put in place. So the whole thing goes back to the educational system itself, because what we are dealing with now, we are not even taught in schools. Even our children are not even taught that in schools. So there's a very big misunderstanding among fellow brothers here.
Thank you so much.
So looking at you know, the dimension of this kind of problem, how best can it be tackled, you know?
In my own view, how best we can tackle this is that we create institutions, separate institutions from the traditional institutions that we know, institutions like SADC, institutions like AU. We must create specific institutions. Like, if we are to deal with the issues of land or issues of law, we must create institutions that really deals with our traditional laws as Africans, and also look into Eurocentric laws, the Roman Dutch laws. Because what I see, there's sort of an incompatibility here. Dutch law cannot be compatible with African laws. We need to take our laws to supersede foreign laws which were imposed on us. Because if you look at the constitution itself across Africa, the constitutions that they are using, mm-hmm. they were designed to protect a lot from us. Whatever was taken from us is protected by the constitutions. So it needs institutions to deal with constitutions as well. Yeah, but like I said, I'm talking at a Pan-African level, where Pan-Africanists should create those institutions. And institutions like AU and SADC, ECOWAS, they must collaborate with the emerging institutions, because the emerging institutions are being created by the new generation, and of which the traditional institutions were created by the older generations. And so they are being irrelevant to the questions that are affecting people right now as we speak.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Chosa. Give you still have Mr. Ndabambi on the phone.
Yes, Mama Ndabambi. So, Mama Ndabambi, is what you look for. Now, I was telling you, why are you a pambili? kumele kwenziweni. Sizacela njalo ujonge ukuthi aphenduke khonapha wenzethi isho yethu kando kuhle. Kunazana ujonga kana mele zophumelele. So siyacela ube khona bojonga. So ke ubona ngani kumele kwenziweni wenzethi wonke lokho kulungiswe ngemfanelo uya phambili khonapha abantu abantu.
Mina ngiyabonga. Mina ngibona ukuthi vele lento le inesikhathi vele abaningi bethu, abaningi babosisi bethu nabobhuti bethu bazelwe, bafundisiwe ukuthi vele into lezi sinendawo yethu, sineculture yethu, asiaccommodate abanye. Ma abanye sebebuya laphana, sibheka bona ungathi asiboni bantu, sibona inyamazana oyinye into emangazayo. And asibamkheli. Kubangelwa kakhulu nendlela esikhula ngayo esifundiswa ngayo. So mina ngibe ngithemba ukuthi isikolo zabo hulumeni, all governments in Africa, ukuthi basifundise sibe ne-curriculum maybe e-1 ezofundisa abantu ukuthi ayi alikho ilizwe lakhe lathola inkululeko lilodwa lisibele. Sasizana. Ene namandla ayikho ilizwe elizophila lilodwa namandla osizwalo lisibile lenje. Lingathengiselani nabanye, lingahambiselani nabanye, alikho. And imfundo siyafunda. And uthi umuntu wase-Afrika oyaziyo kahle kahle ukuthi usukaphi. Mina kahle kahle ngiyazi ukuthi ngisuke eZimbabwe. Ngiyayidentify wanephepha ilibhale nabelungu. Abelungu laba vele baba neproblem yokubhala bafaka ama-demarcation. Lawa ama-demarcation siyawavumela manje. Sithi sikhululekile kanti engqondweni yethu asikakhululeki. Njengamanje into yase-South Africa lapha i-document iphepha balwela lona ma ungenalo velala soyashewa soyafa uyinyamazana awuna respect awuhlonipheke. So angazi ngithemba ukuthi ama-government angazi ukuthi bakhulu ama-president abayiboni naye le ndawo ngoba bona bayabambana kahle. Khona manje nginikeza imfanekiso. Uyashayewa maybe ufuna kwenza ne-politician waseZimbabwe. Uyabaleka manje, uyajump iboda uhamba kanjani akuna document. Uyongena kunaleli lizwe bambiza i-diplomat. Mathi bathi diplomat bamnika ama-pepa ayamlanda la ahlala khona. Aphinde abe nabo security baleli lizwe. Mara thina siyasebenza sikhona la siyadonata, siyaphumisa i-tax nani, siyacontribute to the economy. Yelizwe lelo esihlala khona. Ahlonipheke. Why?
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke pho ke uhulumende engaqala ngaphi ngodaba lolo.
Uhulumeni kakhulu vele uyabona umuntu wase-Afrika akawazi ukuthi usukaphi ngoba isikhathi zembi kuyenzeka yonke into. Yonke into. Mara la uphumela khona bakutshelile abazali bakho ukuthi wena wadla. Kahle kahle bona ma ubalandela ilineji yabo uzothola ukuthi babuye eZimbabwe. Mara basukele 90 years, 150 years back. So singena siyahlakahlangahlangana vele. Abanye bathi suke DRC, amaZulu asuka kuphi kuphi. Wabona? Asinayo i-origin. Esiyaziyo ukuthi i-Africa neyethu. Singama-African. Mara ama-demarcation aze nabelungu. Siyachubeka naleyo ndaba ye-colonization. That's why we are. I-government kumele itakele lo at the continental level and regional level. And then
he can't deliver. Mm. Yes, yeah, Mr. Jonga Bakulumayo. I think he's speaking the same language with Mr. Chosa. Mm-hmm. On Pan-Africanism. He says, you know, these immigration papers are only pieces of, you know, written on pieces of paper. But Africans are Africans. So there should be some kind of coordination between governments, you know.
Yes. I think he wants to say something. Go ahead, Mr. Ndabambi.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Oh, that's from Nyabonga. Into vele, mina engiyazi into, angifanele ukuthi ngicele ukuthi ngicaphe umfula. Ngiyakuna le pressure yakomfula ngiyohlala khona. Abadala bethu bokhawunta, boSamora Machelo, boMandela, boMgabe, boKhamuzi, bebahamba ngomkabu bonkomo, bebahamba bengela document. Bayohlala kahle. Khona manje sesifunulekile. So kufunela kakuthi ngicele manje ngizabe umfula ngiyakwelinye indawo. Ngicele futhi. Angazi ukuthi inkululeko leyo And the man that you have a corner as a kid's man, by all everything is for free. And I am to say, well, I'm African president. But I shall have every time, five times, six times. Maraleon to a has to be only handed, maybe in a very organized, my NGOs or something, my pressure groups. But I have to ask, putting sugar up in the ass, putting I'm in African. Kuba bami wa baleka iyu pila, ahamba e Mozambique. Uyo lala na wosi sile, abaleka kaz kutu siye, usiye sisi, kune pregnancy, na wosi tuye. Na wosi sile waka kwa sikuzo, chelu mtu analo, kutimina, ngazi alishwa no mtu mle, umtu wa baleka iyu mpi. Ngazi utuwa ya kutu. Ba nini beti sala kwa nchalo? Umutu, usi upinde, ube umusi, upinde, ube mshoko. Kati origin yetu asiyazi kahle so sizondelana nani kahle kahle uzolandelile nje yakho uyibone kuthi wena awusiwa la e South Africa kahle kahle yimi undabantu waseza waseZimbabwe.
So there is touching a raw nerve there, you know, when we talk about some of these marriages and whatever. South Africans are even complaining that Zimbabweans
are
stealing their wives
and the girlfriends.
That's another issue there. Maybe.
I have
So he's even touching the aspect of investment, you know,
yes.
Saying, you know, when outsiders come, especially whites, they make project proposals and get finances from the banks. So he says all that should change because blacks are being discriminated against. Yes. So I think there's an issue there. So maybe we can go to Mr. Nkululeko Gobalanda Mathe just briefly. Babu Mathe, ngawo ubona khona ukukhulunywa ngabantu lapha, ubona njani?
Mutabalodo. This man and Jem Fig and Bafaka challenge in now. I don't have a Zali Roomba, Ngoma Vetrolojo. Ma Amatalawa Makus with the Mora Pelamaja is that said with Dula, Pinalikas, Wagan and Sarabat, when I've been paying to Ravasai Funa, but Kaleve paid to go in the way from Petland, a Ilen Jabo, Kala, and Banavina. So when I bought it, this man, Abantavati, operation to Dula, Abakulumulimilua. Why even a Tatuna civil see any gamma, any language above I say inside? Then I said, Suit to Dura or either the seven thing around the Tarano Pusalan to Matum Suit or would you wind up by it gamma, this suit to young over whom we or Pusalab? But who could only say it gamma lab? So I'm officer, which is that you were mulling over this card, taking total lab of another single food. A maybe who called up this in a fall. More man, the woman and Zelela, so I think I would like to put a two thing Amazulas to Tulao. So I think Amazulas to Tulao.
Yeah, so there is a point, Jabo. So he so, yes, come
on. But the Lana and Zapis of Ara Hambele was simple, it 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 was simple, okunye bengucela abantwini bakithi yes basidudula kodwa asizameni sisemzini ukuziphatha ukuziqoqa sihloniphe njalo sihloniphe namasiko abo aze besidudule kanjani asingabadukini sibabize ezibuka abantu abangafundanga sasa kuyajika sokathi thina yithi esirongo endaweni yabo asihlonipheni indawo yabo sibaphe ispace sibone ukuthi bazasidudula beze beyefika ngabo lo muntu osponsa lento le sponsa imali yakhe iyaphelela.
Yes, I was a good government. So what he's saying, Joga, is something that is, you know, has not been said in the past. So he's saying that the royal family, that is the Zulu royal family, is not happy that these people are using the word or the phrase Operation Dudula. They're saying the person who's actually pushing this agenda is a guy that should be using Sutu or something, because they're saying they are not interested in this Operation Dudula. They've got an interest in their land, you know, getting their land back. Instead of what all that is happening. But nonetheless, he says even foreigners should make sure that they follow laws, South African laws, so that they don't find themselves in sixes and sevens. So he says, please, behave yourselves, and at the end of the day, you're going to get where you want to be. Mm-hmm. So that's the issue there.
Regai teams, gavuna vachosa, vachosa. Anzi vanoteeraiwo mitemo kuitira kuti munge muchikwanisa kugadzikana munyika yamuri. Tobva tangobatawo nyaya yekuti vamwe vanenge vachitaiwa miganho yakazoviswa nevarungu. Asi chiri kushanda iye zvino ndochiripo chatakabata chemiganho ichocho tofanira kuti tizviteera. Pindurai tinzwi.
Aiwa mutemo unofanira kuteerwa. Ndosaka muchiona takaumba sangano reUnited Truck Drivers Association. Kuratidza kuti kuteera mutemo hatisuda kutora mutemo toisa mumaoko edu sezvinoita mamwe mapato vanotora mutemo oisa mumaoko avo and at the end of the day ari kukwara it's your fellow brother it's your fellow sister chandinokuda kukurudzira kune vamwe vedu ave muno musouth africa nechekuti despite my problems esatinofesa but ngative ine tolerance to one another because we are all the same. We are all Bantu people, one of the greatest tribes or the biggest tribes in Africa, the Bantu. We are all Bantu because whether you speak Zulu, whether you speak Xhosa, whether you speak Shona, whether you speak Tswana, it's all Bantu. Saka ndoda kuvakurudzira ipapo kuti vange vatore that level. Of tolerance from that from the fact that we are all Bantu, gatungo tolerate ani tsseva na we munhu mwechete.
Asi vachosa pane chakaipa here kuti munhu kana kuti mwana wepamba ataurire vabereki kana kutsura mumwe wepane zvidhawo yakunokwata kuti aiwa enda unodya umba kwenyu.
Ishi yacho inodependa kuti tiri kuitorera papi because kana ari mwana wepa next door achinzi enda unodya umba kwenyu pane mafactors anenge achiconsidwa pane kuti anenge achinzi akaenda kumba kwavo at least anokwanisa kudya but ko kana ari mwana wepa next door pane nzara can we encourage mwana wedu kuti dzinga here mwana auya kuti azodyawo nesu pano nekuti kumba kwavo hakuna chekudya saka mamwe macircumstances ane merit bakgrounds dotarisa merit yacho mukatarisa kuti tiri kuno kusouth africa vazhinji and vamwe vari all over the world they are not there by choice anti munoona pane chakatoita kuti asumuke munhu achiti rega ndiende kunotsvagawo mafuromanyoro izvozvo ndozvimwe zvatinofanira kuconsider saka kana my fellow brothers edai kana chiti tarisa they must also look at the merits of our cases why are we here we are not here by choice and as they, because of circumstances
they are urging Zimbabweans to go back home and rebuild their economy and make sure that it matches if not surpass theirs. What's your response to that?
I think based on the experiences that we have experienced now, everyone now thinks or is just preparing to go home and do something to develop home. For these past years, you would find that all those efforts were repressed or they were suppressed by force of arms. That's why you find people could not do something significant to change their lives, because the minute you start even by advocating, you are labeled, you are a terrorist or something of that sort, or you are jailed. So the environment at home really did not promote, you know, such innovation. But we hope that if the political landscape is to change, maybe a new government is going to come in, something like that, we are all going to rally back home to start developing the place. And because during this period, a lot of people have gained a lot of experience. It's true. It's true. We can go back and develop home better than any other countries. If we are to look at our historical background, we are actually advanced in terms of some other aspects. If we are to talk of land at home, land belongs to the people. But in some other countries, they still don't own land, even after some years of independence. So, yes, it's very, very practical and very, very possible. We can go back home and develop home.
So right now, what is stopping you from going home?
Whatever forced us from leaving home is still there. The problem or that factor is still there. It's not factored out yet. But you'll find the minute that problem is factored out, we'll go back home faster than we came here.
So I assume it is the economic situation and political situation as well. So maybe something else, I don't know.
It's economic. It's economic. Myself, when I was home, I was not even politically active. But I was just an ordinary person trying to do business in my space. But because of inflation and unfriendly, you know, policies within our circles, we could not even do something that is meaningful to sustain even myself, not talking of my family. So, yeah, the situation is not friendly. It's not friendly.
And at the same time, there are these things that we cannot ignore, and most of them are very social in terms of your interaction with South Africans. You know, when it comes to the level of having girlfriends and all those kind of things, is that a problem, really? That can lead to...
I don't see any problem, because most of these South Africans, they are our relatives. You see, when they were starting mining here, our fathers, our forefathers, our grandfathers were taken from Malawi, Zambia, Zimbabwe here. And they've got a lot of families here. These are our relatives. They just don't know that we are related by blood. So that issue to say we are taking their girlfriends from who? Because they are ours. We are the same people.
Yes, yeah, come here. Go ahead.
Like I said, that is just a misunderstanding. We need to educate ourselves in terms of our historical backgrounds and define who really we are. You'd find that, do you know there are Xhosas in Zimbabwe there?
Yes, yes, yes. In
Yes, you see. Mm-hmm. So we are just one and the same people. I don't know who's putting those barriers or who's defining all those things. But to me, we are the same.
What I know is that there are Xhosas, there are Vendas, there are Sotos, there are Ndebeles who are half Zulu, you know?
Yes, so, yes.
Stuff like that, you know?
Yes, everyone in Zimbabwe is also here. But and to hate ourselves to such levels, to say to Dula or to give each other names, it just shows that misunderstanding. I don't blame them myself, because they were not taught.
But Mr. Xhosa, is it not that you are saying this for your advantage?
No, it's a fact. It's a fact. It's not for my advantage. It's a fact. We are related.
let's hear from Mr. Dababi Gibbs.
Yeah, Dababi. This is our target, please. Go up. Tell it to the Lavafas, Baba.
Ah, Lavafas, because I said, I want a Maulana on Fazi. In Bumilano and the Clementando, Bagadi to see two. I'll put him on to a start. And the Sila Odinas across the border now, Beleva Life, South Africa, my driver. Why was that very young or 33 days? Where DRC as our way back. Who's the one Alambang alive betting? The boss of Asha. Who's the one that you think you are saying? Apume, I Zambia, Unayo, Apume, Zambia, DRC Unai. I've been having my phone bed. Wabon, I couldn't have king alap. And any problem, if you see Siwala in South Africa, I tell her no mlung, I go problem. Masha Black. Manja, any problem, good things to Tandana, no sisila. Mina if we on Tanda, Naminya Samila Cham, we on Tanda, we are any problem. Any morning, Kinga, as what I tell our Pazitina, Tina, Mubago, Coco, to Basanga Shangene, Konamanji, a orange farm, no Coco Arm, Ukoko, no Umnawaki, Utejo, no Manu, no one was in Emma Swing. Was the Washon in Ale, Ukoko, no Master of the Engineer, became mind, Ukumishona Lula, Lula.
Yes, I was Tranqua in Yakati, Simbe, Gipsy, Kurukurwai. Tinozoti Mukurarama, Panoi Tangue, Wutuano, Manam Chuirana. I see Pasure, one was the Kuiran, Norondo, Kirkurak Zabuti, Zimbabwe, South Africa, Zakabakur, Sijizana, Kubiramwe, Wondo, Tawatawa Gipsy, Yabuti, Batore, Zap, Rajizane, Batore ANC. mauto avo zipura nemukondo wesizwe vachitofambidzana asi ndozvinhu zvaakushandurwa nevechidiki vari kukura iye zvino tinotonzwa kana muzimbabwe chaimwe pakaita nyaya dzimwe unonzwa vamwe vachitaura kuti nyika kana makaisunungura isungirirei painge iri tinosunungura ndo maonero anenge akusiyana asi vasiri kuapreciata kana kutenda zvinenge zvakaitwa nevakafambisa ndima nguva iyoyo nguva yedu yaoda kuti tizei gibs ndofunga unogona kukanda kuna kana vamwe vatiinavo pachirongwa
mache elokucina kunapa lokucina so telefoni kwavaranda mate uyangizwa mwakona pose lokucina ba pose lokucina so telefoni pose lokucina
vasi kunzwikwa
inkosi yatiflatela ilizwe leSouth Africa inkosi umzilikazi bathi bayinikeza umlenze yathi yona umlenze wenkongoni lowo ezakithi engome zona zikhona yawala kudla umlenze ukhuni lwemzina lo ukhuni lungaziwayo baqala ubaswa so iganga kithi likhona asiphezenini ekhaya singahlanhlati kumbe sesiyigcwala indawo yonke mna ngu-advise lokho sizathola abantu babethu ngenye imini sebesenigeria khona.
Yes, I was on a colleague. So he's advising Zimbabweans to stay away from other people's girlfriends and wives in South Africa. He says, in the village, he's saying that don't use firewood from certain trees which you cannot use, you know, because at the end of the day, it's going to make fire. So make sure you make fire using proper firewood.
Yes, right? I remember that gives there some trees or wood that we're told not to use because they spark a lot when they put in fire.
That's right. You can have serious problems.
Yes. Even it can spark into your eyes. Let's hear from Mr. Chosa. Vachosa, munoti ine mashoko.
Handina hangu zvakawanda. Handina comment.
Yeah, okay. Then tochitarisa mashoko edu ekupeta chirongwa. Zvii zvamungakurudzira vana veZimbabwe vari muSouth Africa kuti vange vachizvichengetedza nekuchengetedzeka munguva iyo ino nekuti tinoona kuti inguva yakaipa tingataura hedu tichiita kuti tirerutse ndima pano nepapo tichiseka asi inguva yakaoma nekuti mukaona mapato ezvematongerwo enyika akupindira munyaya dzakadaro vachizova ndoku zvinoita kuti vawane mavhoti zvinokanganisa magariro evanhu.
Apa bhati rangu rapera raakutaura kuti foni yakuta shutdown.
Alright.
Asi chandingangoda kukurudzira vamwe vese vari kuno ndechekuti ngavangotedzerawo mutemo varespektewo vamwe vedu vatinogara navo ivavavo. Tisawanike tichienda pamberi kana kudzorera moto nemoto.
Tinotenda zvikuru Vachosa, regai tisare tiina vandavambi vape shoko ravo rekupedzisera. Gibs, kana uine mubvunzo.
Mafuchani ndavambi maungizwa.
Baba ndavambi, hanzi masoko enyu ekupedzisera mafuchani.
Mina ndinofuna kuti ndikurume nyeti amaSouth African vobhuti vosisi vomama siyavatanda vonke. Kune just a problem encani ncane ncinci ngoba masikuyalaya eSouth Africa bayasivulela iminyango yabo siyadlala ezindlini zabo endleleni zingalwa mara ntambama siyohlalisana kumele nje silungise iproblem encane leyo kuphela sikwazi ukuhlangana kahle 100% mara
thank you so much baba ndavambi. Gibs, nguva yedu ndoyasvika kumagumo. Ndofunga tinogona hedu kuti tinge tichivhara chirongwa chedu nekuti unongoziva hanzi hapana extra time pamutambo iwoyo welive talk.
That's all right. So we don't have any extra time here. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Ndavambi, Mr. Chosa, and Mr. Nkululeko Kobana Ndabati, all are based in South Africa. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gibs Juba saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni Jonga Kandemiri, ndichiti murara zvakanaka vateereri, ndichitenda baba Bernard Ndavambi, the United Truck Drivers Association, vaColin Chosa, the United Truck Drivers Association, pamwe nava Govalanda Mate, varimu South Africa. Toti vateereri, murara zvakanaka.